I knew they used to pull corn. They called it, they pull the slabs off the corn. They called it fodder. Pull it up, put all that up. Then they cut that stalk down and put that up for the cow.
Where were the cows kept?
Well, they had the pasture they'd be in. And they'd have a shed and then next to the house and they'd come up to eat at night and, in the evening. And they'd stay under that shed when it was cold.
Did you ever hear of a fenced-in place out in the pasture where the you could leave the cows overnight for milking?
Coffee?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that was in the up next to the house and called it a cow pen.
Uh-huh. What about the place around the barn where the animals could walk around?
Yeah, the pig pen. They had a pig pen and cow pen. Cow pen.
Well, a place where horses and mules and
stable.
Or where they could walk around, a fenced in place around the barn.
Mm-hmm. Well, they called it a stable. They would call it.
But what about a fenced in place around the barn?
What did they call it? I know that we had one, but I can know what they call it, a cow pen.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking
in the stable.
Mm-hmm. Of the lot or cow lot or horse lot?
Horse lot, that's right.
What did they call it?
Horse lot.
And the place nowadays where you, where they, a big farm where they have cows and they milk them. And you'd call,
I don't know what they call them now.
Well, what would you call a big farm where they had milk cows and they sold the milk and butter?
A dairy.
Okay.
A dairy.
Did you ever use that word dairy to mean anything else besides this big farm?
Well, I heard, you know, I have small dairies, and so, so I did big farms, you know. I know a man used to have a, colored fellow used to have a dairy. Yeah, not out, kind of outskirts of town. He had a dairy one long time ago. That was back in the 30s, though.
He sold the milk?
Sold milk.
Where did people used to keep milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
Refrigerator down in the system, in the hour, and on the back, wherever they had a cool place, or by the window and everything. And seemed to me the stuff didn't spoil like it do now. But the meat, like we used to put down in the bucket, and then put the tie the rope on the bucket and let it down in the system, and then fasten it down.
What was the bucket made out of?
A tin bucket.
Did you ever see one made out of wood?
Yeah, we had wooden buckets too. Yeah, but mostly we put it in the tin bucket to put it down in the cistern.
What about a kind of bucket or a pail that you could carry food out for the hogs in?
A slop bucket.
Okay. And if you had a lot of cotton planted, you'd call that a
cotton field.
Okay. What about something smaller than a field?
Cotton patch.
Okay. And when you get out there and you bend the cotton out with the hoe, you call that?
Hoeing the cotton.
What sort of work would you have to do with cotton?
You mean to hoe the fixer? Well, you had to cut the grass from around.
Uh-huh.
Chop the grass, chopping cotton. I guess that's what it's called. That's what we call it, chopping cotton.
What kind of grass would you be killing?
Well, there were the different kinds of grass. Whatever kind of grass is, some would be moodle grass, some be a crap grass, and some be a cocoa grass. All kinds, and some would be Johnson grass.
I've heard of Johnson grass. That's a pretty bad one.
Yeah, it is bad. Crap grass is bad too.